Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, 888-808-1019. You know, I think there's a lot of parallels between the expectations going into the season for the Knicks and the expectations going into the season for the Yankees. For the Knicks, it was finals, bare minimum. You have to make the finals. You fire Tibbs, which was not the most popular decision. You bring in Mike Brown, which was not necessarily the most popular decision. So it was a move by management, by Leon Rose, and yes, by the players, to get rid of Tibbs and then bring in Mike Brown. When you make a move like that, and also the landscape of the Eastern Conference, Halliburton out with an Achilles, Tatum out with an Achilles, teams like Detroit and Orlando and Atlanta that felt like they were at least still a few years away from being serious contenders. The road was paved for the Knicks, especially when you consider their talent, their experience, their depth, and now a new lease on life with a new head coach. It was all about getting to the finals. If they had not gotten to the finals, it would be an major failure. And depending on what round they got eliminated in, major changes would have happened. Certainly the coach and perhaps personnel. Now you look at the Yankees. This is going into the year, but especially the way it has shaped up over the first 2 months. Bare minimum, the Yankees have to make it to the World Series. The American League stinks. It is downright awful. This is one of those years where the Yankees, who, like the Knicks, they did something in the offseason that people questioned. They're running it back. I was one of them. You know, I wouldn't run it back. Look what happened last year. You know, you lost in the divisional round. Now you're going to run it back. This team has holes. This team has needs. This team constantly, in October, underperforms. So why would you run it back? That was a peculiar decision. So the Yankees kind of put themselves out there, much like the Knicks did, by what the Knicks doing firing their coach, the Yankees with the running it back. And then also with the Knicks having the Eastern Conference not being that strong, and the Knicks being as good as anybody in the East going into the year, obviously the same thing with the Yankees. And now the way things are shaping up over the first couple months, it's even more of a, and Tampa's falling apart here. They've been playing out over their heads for months, and now they're, you know, four straight losses for Tampa, including one to the Yankees in walk-off fashion, which has now really tipped the scales back in the favor of the Yankees. And don't look now, they're only three back in the loss column. And they're red hot as they continue their domination over the Royals 14 straight. It's World Series or bust. You got to get there. And then once they get there, we have the conversation of now it's time for Aaron Boone, for Aaron Judge to take that next step and win the whole thing. But bare minimum, just like it was with the Knicks, got to get to the finals. Got to get to the finals. Got to get to the finals. No excuses. It would have been a major failure, a major disappointment of epic proportions, considering all of the things in the favor of the Knicks. Talent, experience, teams in the East that you think would be major threats, like in Indiana, losing their best player, Boston losing one of their best players. And then look at the Yankees here in the American League, where it is extremely weak. And there is just nobody, nobody that scares you. Nobody. And we know the success the Yankees have had in time and over the years against the Central Division. It's just, it really is setting up for the Yankees to get to the World Series. That's why, bare minimum, they have to get there. Especially with the running it back, you know, kind of hanging over their heads. The run it back Yankees, if you are. So there are definitely two parallels, or a parallel between these two teams, because of the expectations going into this season for both and how things played out as the year went on and how the year is playing out for the Yankees so far, especially the landscape of the American League. It is just it's a weak league that they need to take advantage of in a big time way. I mean, there's nobody over 500 in the American League West. Nobody. The Mariners are close. They're a game under. And I expect Seattle to ultimately win that division. I've expected that really going into this season and for the first couple months here, that Seattle has struggled. And the Yankees obviously saw the Mariners earlier and they were able to handle them. I would think Seattle by the end of the year will have 90-plus wins and they will win the division. But they're the Mariners. They are losers until proven otherwise. I mean, they've never made the World Series in the history of their existence. So if that's the team that is standing in the Yankees' way, that's a no-sweat situation. Cleveland, who has had success against the Yankees in the postseason, obviously we remember the Alomar off of Rivera. We remember the Midges series with Jabba. But the Yankees have gotten Cleveland as much and more as the Cleveland has gotten them. And the Rays are pesky, no doubt about it, especially in Tampa. But if that's the team that you peg as, oh boy, this is going to be the roadblock, again, much like Seattle, it's a no sweat. I actually would give the Rays a better shot than I would Seattle. That's how little I think Seattle will win their division, but when you are a team that has that type of monkey on your back and you have never made the World Series, it's tough. And you face the Yankees in October, good luck with that. There is no team in the American League that's going to keep a Yankee fan up at night, Aaron Boone up at night, Brian Cashman up at night, or anybody else associated with the Yankees. Now, the Yankees do have to make some changes for sure here coming up at the deadline. The bullpen, there are other facets of it. Wells, at some point, if he doesn't get going, you got to make a decision there and move on. Third base is another spot you could look at as well. Although internally, you can go to Lombard, you can go to Volpe over there. There are ways to go about it without going outside the organization. Catcher, you're going to have to go outside the organization. And obviously, bullpen as well. And the major strength of this team, outside of the phenomenal 1-2 punch of Rice and Judge, is the starting rotation, which has only gotten better with Gerrit Cole coming back. And Cole was absolutely incredible tonight. He has been amazing in the first two starts since. And look, credit to him. I mean, this is an aging player who clearly still has a lot left in the tank. But you know what? When you're older and you're coming off a major injury, nobody would hold it against Cole if he struggled early on or didn't look like the same Gerrit Cole of old. Nobody would sit there and say, geez, what's wrong with this guy? It would be understandable, especially right out of the gate.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerrit Cole looks as good as he's ever looked throughout his entire career in these first two starts. The velocity is up. The stuff is nasty. I mean, he was unhittable against the Royals. 10 Ks, and if he wasn't coming off a major injury, he would have pitched all night. But obviously, the Yankees are going to handle him with kid gloves. But when you look at this rotation, Schlittler, who is right now my pick to win the Cy Young, early in the year or right before the year started, I said, hey, you know, Schlittler might get a couple of votes for the Cy Young, which I think was giving him a ton of credit when you consider, you know, Skubal exists, Max Fried exists, and there would be, you know, really stiff competition, and he's super young. Cy Young's in the future, absolutely. But I think getting a couple of Cy Young votes in your first full season, that's a major feather in your cap. Well, now forget that. He's blown past that, and he is, in my estimation, the odds-on favorite to win it. And Cam Schlittler has pitched as well as anybody in the sport, which is remarkable. And it's really, between Schlittler and Rice, those are major, major chips and just accolades for this organization. Chips that they will not cash in, obviously. They'll keep them out there, but you know what I mean. They're not going to trade them, but they're just great players at a young age that this team scouted, developed, and both have set the scene and hit the scene at an amazing clip, which is a testament not only to both of them, but this organization. And much like with the Knicks, where they're getting, you know, contribute, where a Bridges gets unlocked or a Karl-Anthony Towns gets unlocked, and they're able to help Jalen Brunson, where it doesn't feel like, you know, this is only Jalen Brunson that can get this team across the finish line. Where with the Yankees, oh, it's only Aaron Judge can get you across the finish line. It's got to be Judge. If Judge doesn't hit, this team's not going to hit in October. They're going to go home early. Well, with the emergence of, and you always have Stanton, but with the emergence of Rice, that 1-2 punch, that really gives Aaron Boone and this team that great second option where when you get to October, you can protect Judge. You have Rice. You have Bellinger. You have Stanton. But in particular, Rice, because he has just been absolutely sensational this season. And that combo of Schlittler and Rice, two young pillars of this franchise, that both could have some hardware in their house before it's all said and done. Not just team-wise, but individually. You know, through the first month of the season, Ben Rice was the MVP of the league. Cam Schlittler, to me, is the Cy Young of the league right now. But yes, in many ways, the Yankees are in the same position that the Knicks were in all year long and what the Knicks were in at the start of the playoffs. You got to get to the World Series, and the Knicks had to get to the finals. Now, the only difference is Aaron Boone's not going anywhere, where Mike Brown could have been out of a job. Aaron Boone has just had too much success in the Yankee brass's eyes to get rid of, especially if he makes it back to October. The only time in my brain ever in this whole run of Aaron Boone where I thought, he might get fired, might, is if they had lost last year in the wild card round of Boston. Might have. Obviously, they won game two, and Schlittler with an all-time performance in game three. So I don't think heads will roll if they don't make the World Series, but there will be harsh criticism on this team when you consider the fact that they ran it back and that the American League is so rotten. And until somebody steps up that I think is like a legitimate threat, I don't consider Seattle a legitimate threat. I don't consider the Rays a legitimate threat. I don't consider Cleveland a legitimate. I don't care if Cleveland wins 110 games. I don't consider them a legitimate threat. The Tigers are awful. They have dug such a hole that it's going to be very difficult, and they don't even have Scooble back yet. It's going to be very difficult for Detroit to get back in the mix. I'm not writing them off. They're not dead, certainly not in this era of baseball where there's a million wildcard teams. And even though you're 12 under 500 and you're scuffling, you can find a way to get yourselves back into the race. I mean, look at Cleveland last year. They lost 10 straight and won the division. So no team is really dead in the water right around the end of May. It's just not set up that way anymore with baseball. Sacramento, or the team formerly from Oakland, future in Vegas, who the Yankees will see this weekend. And they played well against the Yankees earlier this year in the Bronx. They pitched extremely well. They're better than what they used to be. They're certainly a team on the rise, but same thing. I don't consider the Sacramento, former Oakland, future Vegas Athletics as any type of major threat in October as far as the Yankees. Cleveland, I don't. Chicago White Sox, I don't. Toronto's interesting. Two games under 500. We know that they owned the Yankees last year, but that was last year. This is this year. But they have that moxie. They have a team that almost won the World Series. They had the Dodgers on the ropes in Game 6 and Game 7. So if that team emerges, if that team kind of takes the place of where the Rays are at, let's say the Rays slip and the Blue Jays kind of insert themselves, but let's say Yankees win the division, Tampa falls out of it, Toronto takes the slot that the Yankees currently hold, that will be interesting. And that's a team that you could look at and say, all right, well, they had the Yankees number last year. It's a different year, but they had it last year. And we know there are guys on that Blue Jay team, when they see the pinstripes, their eyes light up. I mean, George Springer, it doesn't matter what uniform he puts on, he sees the Yankees and it's on. Ernie Clement, same thing. Owns the Yankees. So there's a couple players, Vlad Jr., you know how he feels about the organization. So there's something there with them. But they have their own mess that they have to dig out of, as they have struggled to get to the 500 mark. But they can match Thunder with the Yankees, and I don't think they're intimidated. And I don't think Tampa is either. Seattle would be. Cleveland would be. Tampa's not intimidated by the Yankees, but I just wonder out loud if they have the firepower to match them. And that includes throughout the year. Because if Tampa were to be a major threat and get by the Yankees, they would have to win the division, Tampa. They'd have to. They'd have to have home field over the Yankees. That is so important. If the Yankees win the division and they see Tampa, they're beating Tampa. If Tampa wins the division, a little bit different story, because we know the Trop can be a house of horrors for the Yankees. And strange things happen down there to the Yankees, because the Rays, they're good in close ball games. They put the ball in play. They have speed, defense, the whole nine. The fundamentals, small ball. That's really what Tampa has to do out of necessity. So really, step one here, and I felt this way with the Knicks, and I'll put my hand up. It ended up not being an issue, but I all year was like, I want the Knicks to get the one seed. I want them to get the one seed. I want home court throughout. Now, they didn't get the one seed, but they had home court throughout. It's hard to have foreseen that the Celtics would not get out of their matchup and Detroit would not get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I certainly did not see that coming. Now, with the way the Knicks are playing, wouldn't have mattered. They would have steamrolled and embarrassed Boston. I would have been here for it. In fact, There's about a week before the finals. If the Celtics are game, I would say, you know what? Best of three, Knicks versus the Celtics. If the Celtics win, you could have our slot because you have no shot. No shot. Zero. And all the Boston big mouths that hate the Knicks, I would have loved to have had them have to eat that crow again for the second straight year. But that didn't end up happening because they couldn't even get by the gutless Sixers. And Detroit, who I do respect and I do think will be a team if they get a second star, can be a problem for the Knicks in the future. Absolutely. Like, if you're telling me, okay, going forward, the Knicks, what is the team that you kind of fear the most, or fear is the wrong word, who you respect the most or think would be the biggest challenge for the Knicks in the future? Obviously, Indiana. And I think Detroit, if they make the right roster decisions, it's critical that they get a second star with Cade. If they don't, then they will be a flawed team. Boston, I think, has had their run. They got a lot of problems that they got to fix. Orlando, it's always injuries. They can't hit a jump shot. Atlanta's good. They still have to make a big step or two to be in the big boy league. Although, credit to them, they beat the Knicks twice. Which, right now, they should get a trophy for that. The way the Knicks have absolutely boat raced the teams in front of them. But as we sit here about, well, a little less than a week from the NBA Finals starting up, and we still don't have an opponent. We might have one in 24 hours as OKC takes on San Antonio in San Antonio up 3-2. Perhaps when we're sitting here tomorrow night, you know, 24 hours from now, we'll know. But right now, we don't. So there's a little bit of that feeling, because I do think there is a major difference between seeing the Spurs and seeing OKC, and we'll get into that more later on in the show. So right now, you just have to operate on what the Knicks are doing and how great they're playing. But I do think the Yankees and Yankee fans can kind of take what happened here with the Knicks and apply it to their own team, which is, look at the American League. It stinks. Look at our team. We're really, really, really good. And much like the Knicks, the Yankees could have and it's over 162. This is more common for sure. But there are nights where you watch the Yankees and you're like, ugh. And then there are other nights where they're putting up 15 runs and they're smashing the Royals and they leave them in the waste. And they look as good as any team in the league. So they have a little bit of that roller coaster feel. But you know on any given night, and the key is, much like what the Knicks have done here, same thing with the Yankees, is stringing them together at the proper time, which is October. And for the Knicks, it was obviously here in April and May, and now leading into June. But there are similarities. And the pressure. Look, there's not pressure on job security, that's for sure. You know, Cashman's not going anywhere. Boone's not going anywhere. But there's always an immense amount of pressure because of the drought. For Yankee standards, they're on a drought. And also the fact that, listen, it's a global brand. There are billions of Yankee fans. And they have the highest of standards, even though I think they've lowered them a little bit with this administration. But when I say lowered, I mean they've lowered it like a notch, not like they've lowered it like, well, you know, whatever. We have all these championships. It's all good. No, not like that. But they've lowered it a little bit here because of the frustrations with Cashman and Boone. Take a pick which one they're more frustrated with. But there's always a ton of pressure. But the great thing is you still have as good as any player in the league on your team. You have an emerging rising star, not only as a position player in Ben Rice, as a pitcher in Cam Schlittler. Your rotation is as good as anybody in the league. You have holes, but I believe that Brian Cashman will fix them, whether it's internally or going outside the organization. And when you look down the road, much like the Knicks, all year, we said, who's going to be that team? Is it going to be Detroit? And if you listen to me throughout all these months here on After Hours, I repeatedly told you they match up great with Boston, have no worries there. Any team they would see early, like an Orlando, Atlanta, Philly, not going to sweat those. And even Detroit, despite the fact that Detroit completely waxed the Knicks throughout the season, I said the playoffs are going to be a different animal. It's going to be a different monster. The Knicks, I'm not saying they took it easy throughout the regular season, but Detroit went all out in those games against the Knicks. All out. Those were circle the calendars. We're going to just put max effort. It's personal. We want to get our lick back. We want to get our respect, not only from the Knicks, but around the league. Because the Detroit Pistons, I'm sure, felt like we should have beat the Knicks last year. You know, a couple calls go our way. We would have been advancing to the next round. So I think they held that as a grudge all year long. So they weren't really a true one seed. Like, we're being honest, if the Knicks played the brand of basketball that they probably could have played all year long, they would have been the one seed. Didn't matter, because they ended up getting home court and would have beat these teams anyway. Boston, they would have just completely annihilated. And Detroit, perhaps it would have been a tough series, but the Knicks would have won, and it wouldn't have went seven. But even with that, and even looking back on the stuff I said about the Knicks and how I wanted them to get the one seed, I still think the Yankees, it would be in their best interest to win the division, have home field, because if Tampa wins, and the Yankees see them down the line with Tampa having the home field, that would scare me. Not terrify me, but it would scare me. Because when I look at any team that they could face and an opposing park, the Trop is just, it's haunted. It could give the Yankees problems, and it's given them problems. And then, of course, monitoring what's going on with Toronto. But I'm telling you, Seattle, you are a losing franchise until you're no longer one. And to do it at the hands of the Yankees or at the expense of the Yankees, I don't see it. I really don't. Ultimately, they will win the division, the Mariners will. I think 90-plus wins, something along those lines. Even with the slow start, they're a game under 500. Here we are 2 months into the season. They just have too much talent, too much pitching. I think it'll ultimately rise to the top. But I'm not scared of anybody, unless it's Tampa, because it's specific. Like, I'm not scared of the Rays, but I would be a little bit scared if it's Tampa with the home field. I think that could potentially trip up the Yankees, but it better not, because much like the Knicks, bare minimum getting to the finals for the Yankees, bare minimum, you got to get to the World Series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So a little mix there, Knicks and Yankees in the open. So if you want to talk Knicks, if you want to talk Yankees, hit me up now at 888-808-1019. Coming up later in the show, we will talk Mets as they stopped their losing streak yesterday. They'll get a day off until they host the Marlins over the weekend. So we'll talk big picture with the Mets. We'll talk about the future of Mendoza, the future of Stearns, whether or not Steve Cohen should address the fan base, whether it's on social media, whether it's on this radio station, whether it's with beat reporters. We will, and I will give my opinion on whether or not Steve Cohen needs to say something on some type of platform to his audience, to the Met fans. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And my buddy, John Jastrzemski, will join me in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk Knicks, we'll talk Yankees, we'll talk Mets. We'll talk a lot of different things with JJ. That's coming up next hour. But for now, your calls. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.